WHME Mobile.
Last calling station is KO4PXB Mobile.
Good afternoon, this is Dwayne, K2HME. Is this Shane?
It's kind of funny that everybody does that. No, this is Lloyd.
Well, Lloyd, I guess we all have the same set of ears then. My apologies. Hopefully you weren't offended by me calling you Shane. I don't know either of you well enough to know.
No, sir, I am not offended at all. I guess the radio does that to people like the TV puts on 10 pounds.
At home after a day of work, or what are you up to these days?
Yes, sir, I am taking the trek home from Spartanburg to Simpsonville.
Oh, my, I'm up here in Berea, and I'm headed to Spartanburg during the exams for ham radio tonight.
I probably just passed by the building that you're going to for testing. What tests are y'all proctoring?
We've got all three tests, the tech, the general, and the extra.
That's very cool. Yeah, December the 12th, I upgraded mine to the middle class, so that way now I just have to get my radio.
I've been an extra now for a good while, and I am now looking at getting an amplifier so I can put out more than just 100 watts.
Well, definitely be careful and keep your skin and hair intact.
Fortunate so far, I'm 62 and I've got a full head of hair, so there's no way I want to lose that.
Oh, you should definitely add in that part. Don't let the magic smoke out of the radio.
I've got a very well for me, about 34 feet long in the attic. Then I got a nice heavy-duty little matchbox from Nelson Antenna off of eBay, and I put it in a square pattern, 84-foot wire in a square pattern in the attic. My problem is we live in an HOA, there's no large trees. You know how new subdivisions, developers go in and they bulldoze all the trees over and burn them. So trying different formats and seeing what works. So far, they both work pretty well.
Yep, that's definitely the same thing I've got to do in my neighborhood. I'm in an HOA. I've got a small set of trees beside me that's probably about 30-some feet long, so that way, and they're good-sized trees in height, so I'm going to try to hide an antenna in that. Just got to do it very covertly because the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, and she's definitely a busybody.
Requirement for the president of an HOA? I mean, we've got one as well, and I'm not automatically opposed to someone from Massachusetts, but you retire from Massachusetts as a school teacher, move down here, and you put your nose in my business. That doesn't make for a very friendly conversation.
No, sir, it does not. It might be part of the application. And the people that were taking down some trees in my yard because they were diseased, I got a letter from the architectural committee that I did not go through their committee to have those trees removed. So they were, you know, going to charge me $100 if I couldn't justify why they were taken down, and in the process of that company doing so, they backed over my mailbox and messed up the post. So a couple days ago, I was replacing the post because it finally broke off, and I got another letter saying that I was making structural changes to my mailbox without the committee's approval.
And don't you have to pay the committee a bribe, I mean a fee for them to review all of that stuff?
Yes, sir. Anytime you supposedly any point in time that you want to change like that, it's either $100 or $125 for the committee to review.
Each thing is separate, so that's a $125 each. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
It's either you or me. One of us are going through a very bad spot because I'm getting a lot of static on the in the reception.
Well, I am looking at... It could be me. I'm on a handheld. I just got my car back from the body shop. So I haven't put the mobile radio back in the car yet, but it could very well be me. I'm right here at Cherrydale looking at Ferris Mountain.
That could be it. Are you on the a mag-mounted antenna or still the rubber ducky?
No, I've got a SG7500 on the hood of my Sequoia, so I'm I think I've got a decent antenna.
Obviously, it was a bad spot because your reception is definitely getting better.
Your power lines over there.
Yep, because you're definitely sounding good now. So, are you on your way home, or are you just out shopping?
I work at Mondays and every day but Tuesday I work from home. So I gathered up my testing materials and I'm headed to Spartanburg now.
Yep, that is definitely good. Yeah, when I took my test, I missed one question. And then when I took the next level test, yeah, I didn't pass that one at all. It was horrible.
I had a lot of noise on that. I did not get what you had said.
When I went to take the general, I missed one question on that part. Then I went to text the extra part, and yeah, I just bombed that one to the smithereens. It was not good at all.
I switched back to the rubber duck. Is this any better? Because you were, on that second try, you were scratchy then, too.
It's about the same amount of static as when I first started hearing you.
And that part. So, were you saying about a test earlier?
When I took the part to update to the general, I missed one question on that part, but then when I went to take the extra part, yeah, I just bombed that bad.
Yeah, that extra test is can be quite difficult. I think it's 50 questions, where the tech in general are only 35.
That is correct. Yeah, because I just passed by the new testing center. If you're going to the one on Asheville Highway, I passed it probably about 10 minutes ago.
Exactly where I'm heading. Got several guys are going to join me over there and get the testing done. We're actually going to do a test in 7 at the Emergency Communications Center in Spartanburg. Do a test for some guys over there that they're running a class, and so they want to get a bunch of people set up on tests. So that's coming up in March. I need to get that on the ARRL website so those who want to upgrade are able to participate then too.
It's KO4PXB. You're really breaking in and out on that one, so you probably want to go back to the antennas you had before.
I wonder if this is any better.
Yep, I can definitely hear you better, like I said, and it may be also positional as I'm, you know, one of us are moving around.
Mobile radio.
Yep, if you're heading 85 northbound, at some point in time, you'll probably pass me because I'm 85 southbound.
4.85 if at all possible. I'm actually headed, I'm on Rutherford Road now, heading over to Wade Hampton. They've taken up that all the way in.
Yep, that is definitely a smart thing to do. Because when I come up, I get off well before the Pelham Road, because I don't even have to deal with that traffic.
Nope, I didn't hear a thing on that, so must have been down in that little valley there by the state fairgrounds, or a state farmer's market.
I was down in the valley, but I'm coming up on exit 66.
Or so, crossed over the railroad tracks, and so now I should be, hopefully got a clear line of sight to Paris Mountain, so I'm not sure what the deal is.
Yep, there is absolutely no telling.
That's, I'm wondering if there's a picture down that direction that would be a better pull than Paris Mountain, because I'm just having trouble with it today, which is rather unusual.
Yeah, your transmission was broken on that one.
Always must have been you. I'm not hearing a thing.
Yeah, I must have come off my X somewhere.
I heard that one. Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the cable, this antenna wire is the lead to the antenna. Maybe that's giving me a little bit of trouble. Who knows? It's been sitting for a while. It hasn't been used the last couple of weeks, so maybe it's gone tired.
It is very seldom when things set for a long period of time do they get better.
I remember hearing that from my father, my grandfather, and experiencing it myself.
Definitely, as the saying goes, get up and move around.
If I had a hard time with that yesterday, my wife was working on a puzzle. She says, you know what, we need to get up and go walk. And it's like, ugh. I'm going to watch the Super Bowl here in a little bit. She goes, yeah, all the more reason to get up and walk. But yeah, so, yeah, that's true. Keep it moving.
Thing that I do when my TV shows are on and a commercial comes on, I will get down and, you know, do some exercise, push-ups, sit-ups, and some jumping jacks as long as my daughter's not asleep. And then I can do the push-ups and sit-ups. But do that exercise until your show comes back on and you get a good workout.
Not a bad idea. That's a great idea, actually. Wow, I'll have to do that, because it'd be nice to lose, you know, 8-10 pounds between now and 24th of March. My oldest daughter is getting married in Denver, so my wife and I are going to fly out there, and that might be that's a great idea. Thanks for that little challenge.
You are most welcome. Yeah, because another exercise you can do with that is that you can do flutter kicks and like some push-ups, sit-ups, the bicycle. And another definitely easy way to lose weight is no matter what portion that you have, make it no bigger than your fist. Also eat things on a smaller plate that you get, not a huge plate, because then most people, like myself, when I wanted to start losing weight, I had a big plate, and I felt that I just had to fill it up, so I started using just a regular saucer plate and just put small portions on it.
I've done that, too. I think that has been huge for me. I think that's the big thing, and the second thing has been drinking more alkaline water on a regular basis.
KO4PXB, I'm glad I listened a little bit careful. You did not say alcohol water, you said alkaline water. And another thing that has helped me, I'll have a small breakfast and then I won't eat anything until 11 o'clock. Then I'll have a small item for lunch. and then have dinner, and then don't eat anything minus fruit or something or yogurt past 8 o'clock.
Trying to eat, make sure that we're done eating by 7 p.m. The problem with that is when you go to the Planet Fitness on the way home from work, you get home and it's like, we don't have much time to eat. So, but yeah, that's good to hear that these are some things others have tried and work well for.
And another big thing to keep you from getting discouraged is don't weigh yourself too often, because then you'll see that you're not losing weight. And what it amounts to is that muscle mass weighs more than fat. So you're gaining muscle mass, but losing fat, but then your weight's not going down. But you'll notice it in the waist.
I'd weigh myself in the mornings, and it's like, man, I can't get below 243. And it was driving me crazy. And so I just stopped weighing myself. Then a few days later, I weighed myself, and I was 248. I'm going, wait, okay, this is not a good thing. But you're right. I've heard that before about muscle mass weighing more than fat. But for some reason, it seems like I can put on fat a lot faster than I can put on muscle.
Yep, that happens to the best of us.
N6CLX. B2HME.
CLX, Mike. Hey, Lloyd. I know you're coming like I am. I'm ahead of you. And 85's a FUBAR past 101.
I'd appreciate it. Except I doubt I'll be able to jump off here because I see it is already backing up. So I'm going to definitely let my wife know that she needs to go ahead and get the child, because I'm not going to make it to daycare by 6 o'clock.
Your team, so usually I'm cruising, but it's even backed up a good ways in the exit lane.
Yeah, I saw on the DOT marker that there was an incident at 54, so it's obviously got it backed up a good ways.
It must be another 18-wheeler wreck or something. Anyway, sorry to break it up. Just thought I'd try to warn you before you got too far. N6CLX, I'll get on the side.
Fine, we're just keeping each other company on the way, you know, on the way to Simpsonville and meet at Spartanburg.
I took my extra exam there 2 years ago in Spartanburg. You might have even been there for me, I don't know. But the whole losing weight thing, my wife and I are in the middle of the most extensive diet I've ever been on in my life. There's a list of food that I can't eat is larger than anything else. I hate the scale.
I don't automatically expand.
4PXB. Gentlemen, I'm going aside for a few minutes so I can let my wife know that she'll need to get my daughter, because I'm definitely not going to make it. I'll be back. KO4PXB.
Again, if you get a chance. That test about 2 years ago for extra. Tell me your name again. I don't know that I'll remember the name necessarily. K2HME.
And call is November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray. It's my original call from 79. I've been advanced for years. I got my advance ticket back in the early 90s. And I just could never get my code up past 13. But now with no code, no problem. I got extra. I missed one question, which was stupid. I should have gotten that one, too.
Very good. That's we've been very fortunate. The folks, the vast majority of folks that come through our path, it is rare that somebody fails an exam.
Their money for.
Not that bad. I mean, well, it's $15 to the ARRL, and then, you know, what, $35 now to the FCC. But yeah, it's most folks that, you know, study hard and pass. And sometimes, you know, they'll try the. For example, if they've taken the tech, you know, they may take the general and, you know, do well there, or at least know what they're, what it's going to be like next time around.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't coming up on me. Here I am stuck staring at the sun, more or less.
That's brutal. I remember when I lived in Lyman and worked in Spartanburg, I would have the morning sun and the afternoon sun. I did not like it a bit. So I don't envy anybody that's heading west now.
Just about right now. When they change the clocks, it takes care of the whole problem.
That's true. I mean, I'm looking here at Wade Hampton, and, you know, it's backed up from Buncombe all the way, you know, back beyond that the Walmart neighborhood store and Belk over here in Greer.
PXB, join in the conversation.
N6CLX, still here.
Somebody else?
But I don't know what it is about Greenville County, but seems like all the accidents happen there.
I would agree, and it's always at the same place there, you know, at Area 51, Area 54, something like that?
If they could quit tearing it up, it would help.
Why, when they expanded it several years ago, they didn't add two lanes instead of just one? You know, because we know Greenville's growing. What's the issue with the city planner and with DOT that they can't go ahead and say, you know what, we need to plan for the future?
Raising the interstate where it says subject to flood. They decided that's a major problem. They need to raise the interstate. I've never seen it flood there, but they got money to take care of it.
Our money that they get to sit around and play with, and then decide when they want to go ahead and spend some of it.
No 4PXB.
We're going to have better roads. It's like when you go between Carolina and North Carolina, you know which state you're in.
For the gas, but it's just getting expensive to live nowadays.
Yeah, little taxes here, little taxes there, and the next thing you know, everyone's taken. I mean, $85 for just basic internet from Spectrum. Loyal customer, and it's $85. I mean, nothing special, no TV, nothing.
TV from AT&T, so all I've got is the internet now. Saved me $150 a month to drop basic TV plus a few extras.
We'd go to AT&T if we, you know, if we have that option, we will. I'm going to talk to T-Mobile. I mean, they've got that $50 a month fee for internet only. I don't know what the speed is, but I mean, I might as well look into it. It's $50 is a lot better than $85.
It hooks into the 5G system. You get somewhere around 50 to 75 megabytes a second or something like that.
Won't work for me. Working from home and connecting into a VPN and doing the calls on Team, 50 or 75 megabits is not gonna cut it for me. Clear here. I'm in Lyman now, and I'm not sure how well I'm going to hit Paris Mountain with this with his handheld. So it's good chatting with you. This is K2HME.
Red light and in a hole. Couldn't talk to you. N6CLX. I'll talk to you later. And I'll be clear as well. I'm almost home. N6CLX.
AO4PXB. Hey, sir. How are you? Leroy, I heard the key in, or the repeater key up twice. I'm not sure if that was you.
good afternoon. How you doing, Lloyd? This is KA5WLL, short time.
Yep, I'm doing good. Like I said, set behind traffic on 85, trying to go into Greenville, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Just got into downtown Greenville where I need to be, so I heard y'all in there talking and was just sitting here listening to the rag jig going down the road. Anyways, like I said, I'm where I need to be. I just wanted to say hello and hope you have a good day.
I appreciate it. I hope you're doing okay, too. So you enjoyed our the diet plan?
I was sitting there listening to the diet plan. I actually practiced the what you was talking about earlier, doing the push-ups and sit-ups during the commercial breaks earlier, and I've done that before, too.
It's definitely amazing how much of a workout you'll get just for those 15 to 10 minutes of working out, doing push-ups and sit-ups while your commercials are on.
Definitely so. Anyways, like I said, I'm where I should be, so we'll talk to you later. Be safe heading home, and hope you're not stuck in traffic too long. 73-KO4P-XB-KA5WLL.
All right, sir. Yeah, I'm going to try to jump out of here on 59 because it's one of the back ways I can take. It says KO4P-XB. Standing by in mobile.